You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Henat Baba. 5 years ago, on Labor Day weekend, a San Francisco institution that left an indelible lipstick stain on the history of organized labor closed. When the Lusty Lady Peep Show in North Beach shut down in 2013, it was the only unionized, worker-owned exotic dance club in the country. The Lusty Lady opened back in 1976 as a regular strip club. But in the early 90s, tensions rose around what its dancers felt were unfair labor practices. Patrons were smuggling cameras into peep booths to film dancers. African-American dancers were often scheduled for fewer shifts than white dancers, and management wasn't dealing with the concerns. Now, most dancers at other clubs were independent contractors, but the Lusty staff were full-time employees, and that meant they could unionize. It wasn't an easy process, but in 1997, they did. In 2003, the club became a co-op, the nation's first unionized, worker-owned peep show. A decade later, the landmark business became just another Bay Area business story. The Lusty Lady's landlord shut her down because of late rent. Now it's the five-year anniversary of the club's closing, and to commemorate the occasion, KELW's Mary Franklin Harvin gathered firsthand memories of the place. We're about to hear from Princess Pandora Noir, the club's former CEO, also from Lillian Shanahan, Ryan Darley, and Danielle Annis, who were in the peep booths on the Lusty Lady's last day.
So the last weekend we were opened, Labor Day weekend, ironically, we had this like media blitz.
It's curtains for the Lusty Lady.
We just couldn't compete with like internet porn
and, owned strip joint in America,
and you know, giving people a living wage. Like, we weren't going to give people the Lusties, as they call less than minimum wage to work, so we couldn't pay them and pay rent. So the thing that had to go was rent. We didn't mess up, it just wasn't possible without a miracle, and we didn't get that miracle. I'm Princess Pandora. I was at the Lusty Lady from 2003 up until closing time, which was 2013.
Union shop steward Princess says they will have a big union meeting tomorrow to talk about benefits, to see if there are pensions for the workers. She's also planning a big goodbye celebration for September 1st.
Next Sunday night, when we're all on stage and that last song plays and I walk off stage and turn off that light switch, like, getting all the clumped.
We wanted to do something to go out with kind of a bang for everything that we'd been through and everything we'd done. So we made the pink sparkly coffin. And then word got out kind of just through word of mouth. It was so not permitted or legal at all.
I can't remember how I found out it was closing. I think just by word of mouth, people saying, oh, have you heard? Did you know? And then I found out.
I think I may have read a sign walking by it that said that they were closing. And
then maybe Ryan told me.
Yeah.
That's word of mouth. I am Lillian Shanahan.
I'm Ryan Darley. We knew about that it was a, that you would, what's the word for it? That it was that you put
coin
in
machine?
Yeah, it was like
slot machine?
it was like coin operated, but you put in the bills to the machine and you're in a closet. In the closet there's a window in front of you and the curtain behind the window lifts up and then you see the woman behind it. So we knew that we had to have cash, so that was perfect because we had just gotten off work, so we had all our tip money. So we were really excited to take our tip money and go tip to someone else,
and all we had was ones.
I think it was different that day than maybe any other day. I'm Danielle Annis. Almost like a, you know, party with old friends, like all the women that worked there.
It was definitely a good representation of everyone that had ever worked there. So it was, there were women in their probably early mid-20s, and then there were definitely women in their 60s and 70s. And as far as dress goes, they were all pretty much buck naked.
It's still empty 5 years later, which gets me every time I go by it. I'm like, we could have been there this whole time.
So the space is still vacant, but I remember the big thing was when they took, there were three neon signs out front of the building that flashed and would be this female figure swaying their hips back and forth, like naked. And I don't know where they went, but I know they went to like a good home because everyone was really worried about the neon lusty lady signs, because those were really, just as much as the institution and the business was famous, it was really, that was the thing that caught everybody's eye.
So we had our last night of customers, and then after that we closed up. We had a night that was for just us, where we did whatever we felt like we needed to do, and we did a lot of burning sage and banging pots and pans and screaming and yelling, and some things were set on fire, you know, just like you do on the way out. I remember the last night of the last shift being the last person on stage and turning off the lights and locking the door behind me. That was crazy because I was by myself, and after 15 years and like all of this, and it's so quiet. Like turning the light off. It's like, oh. On the, like the little side, like on the stage.